Good afternoon. I'd like to call us back in. We will have a roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. Everyone get comfortable. First, I'd like to report out resolution ONCR 2319, a resolution to approve a request for a 5% COLA cost of living adjustment for Osage Nation Meriden employees for fiscal year 24. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Bickhorst, Hamilton, and Keene. Moving on, ONCR 24-08, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of an amendment to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's approved annual plan of operation for fiscal year 24. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Moving on to ONCR 24-09, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $45,000 to women, infants, and children for the summer EBT program. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Moving on, ONCR 24-10, a resolution to endorse the performance of Lily Gladstone as Molly Burkhart in Killers of the Flower Moon as one that reflects the strength and dignity of Osage women. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. The co-sponsors is Speaker Goodfox, Congresswoman Lemon, Congresswoman Redcorn, Congresswoman Rivard, Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Moving on, resolution ONCR 24-11, a resolution to endorse the accomplishment of Scott George in composing the original song, Wajaji, a song for my people for the movie Killers of the Flower Moon, reflecting the pain endured and the healing of the Osage people. Sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw, co-sponsor is Speaker Goodfox, Congresswoman Lemon, Congresswoman Redcorn, Congresswoman Rivard, Congresswoman Stabler, Congressman Potts, Congressman Maker, Congressman Tillman, and Congressman Bickhorst. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Moving on to bills ONCA 23-95, an act to amend the Osage Nation Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC 2-103 to raise the minimum wage for an Osage Nation employees to $15.75. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Bickhorst, Hamilton, and Keene. Moving on to bill number ONCA 24-19, an act to amend ONCA 23-33, an appropriation for the Wajaji National Cemetery to change the recipient of the appropriation from the executive branch to the Capital Asset Fund. Sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Moving on to ONCA, bill number ONCA 24-20, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $102,685 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Co-sponsors is Congresswoman Redcorn, Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Moving on, bill number ONCA 24-21, an act to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $55,633 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Co-sponsors Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, Hamilton. Moving on, bill number ONCA 24-22, an act to amend ONCA 23-87, an appropriation for restricted land maintenance to modify the appropriation by reducing it in the amount of $806,500 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Co-sponsors is Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Moving on, bill number ONCA 24-23, an act to amend OMCA 23-106 to provide a supplemental appropriation to Tribal Works in the amount of $560,000 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Co-sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Moving on, bill number ONCA 24-24, an act to amend ONCA 23-85 to provide a supplemental appropriation and appropriation modification to the executive branch in the amount of $2,001,369 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Co-sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Moving on, bill number ONCA 24-25, an act to amend ONCA 23-83 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,013,286 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Co-sponsor is Congresswoman Redcord and Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Moving on to bill number ONCA 24-26, an act to ONCA 22-94 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $346,109 of non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Co-sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Moving on to bill number ONCA 24-27, an act to amend ONCA 23-84 to provide authorization modifications to the executive branch for indirect costs in the amount of $670,504 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Co-sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn and Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. The final bill is ONCA 24-28, an act to amend ONCA 23-102 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the judicial branch in the amount of $23,510 for the cost of living adjustment, COLA, and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Without objection, we are going to start our third reading today on the resolutions. ONCR 2319, a resolution to approve a request for a 5% cost of living adjustment for the Osage Nation Merited Employees for fiscal year 2024. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2319 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2408, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of an amendment to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's approved annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2024. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2408 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 24-09, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $45,000 to women, infants, and children for the summer EBT program. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 24-09 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCR 24-10, a resolution to endorse the performance of Lily Gladstone as Molly Burkhart in Killers of the Flower Moon as one that reflects the strength and dignity of Osage women. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Lemon, Rivard, Redcorn. Pam is out. She needs a battery.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good afternoon, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, and those listening in. I'll be brief, because we could probably go on and on if we really wanted to. First, I want to say thank you to the ladies that I serve with. I appreciate your time and your consideration, and I really appreciate the support that in the beginning I didn't think that we would have when this journey started. And it wasn't easy, and but good things that end this way never are easy. I also want to just send out a heartfelt thank you to the Burkhart family. They have been consulted concerning this resolution and have given their blessing. And they don't have a statement at this time. However, we were very thankful. I was adamant that this could not go forward without their blessing. I've said it many times and I'll continue to say it. There are people that still walk this earth that have a direct lineage to Molly Burkhart and her family. And they're very small at this point because of what happened to them. So it was very important for me and all the women that are co-sponsoring this, knowing that the Burkhart's family supports this. I also want to shout out to my brother, Wilson Pipestem. He was integral in helping us fashion this resolution. And lastly, I just want to say that a profound gratitude for Lily's heart, for Ms. Gladstone's heart and her ability to rise to the occasion and face something that I could not imagine in my mind. I would think it was one of the most daunting things to walk through and be willing to walk through that door with all the criticisms that we knew what might come our way. So there's not enough words to express that gratitude. And I am so thankful that she depicted us in a way that we can all agree upon today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker, and all those listening, and to my colleagues. And out of all the legislation that we are discussing during this special session, this one was so important and so many eyes, and we wanted it to be accurate, as we do all of our bills, but this one was a little bit different. And I want to, there's been a lot of work in the background a little bit, trying to get it organized to provide an intent. And I hope that our intent is well received, as we had, were able to sit down and have dinner with Lily and speak to her through her heart. We shared our feelings with her as a Native woman, and her having to play the role that she chose to accept, and she did a wonderful job. But one of the things that we ate together was, what can we do for you? And we meant that, to lock arms and walk forward with her as an Indian woman, because her life had changed, and it will change going forward. From this, you know, little girl from this res, the Blackfeet folk, and with her Nez Perce folk, and just respect for her family. And we've heard folks out there talk about the movie, but they don't know. They don't know the reality that it's real. And for Miss Lily to step in there with the ridicule and to go up against other folks, and I don't mean ridicule in a bad way, but to put yourself out there, I give her just all the respect when you put yourself out there. That's how I should say that. And but we told her that we would lock arms and we're going to walk on this journey together with her. And throughout her life and this long friendship, and this was just a way for this body to say, we want a resolution, because we, you know, there are comments, why does it make sense? Because we're a sovereign nation, and this body is using its authority and with the signature of our chief, our Kahika, to say to somebody, this is what we say about this subject matter. It's our voice. And also walking with her as Indian women, we know what that's like to put yourself out there, and in a good way. And again, it goes back to the intent. It was all love, all heart. And we talked about that, and it was very emotional and very important. And I just pray and hope that our men walk alongside with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Speaker and colleagues. I'll try to be brief as well. I have often through this whole process thought about the weight that Lily must have felt taking on this role, you know, specific to a family, specific to a person, but also specific to a generation that was deeply hurt and traumatized. And that's a lot. It's a lot to carry as a person, to take in your heart and to try to emulate then out on screen. And acting sometimes probably feels like pretending. You know, they get into a role, a fictional character, but this wasn't that. This was a real person and a real family and real hurts, deep hurts. And it takes a very strong individual to be able to take all that on and then also portray it back out in a way that's respectful and gentle and appropriate and humble, and Lily is that. And so I hope that through this, she feels gratitude from the Burkhart family. I hope she feels gratitude from this body, but I also hope she feels the gratitude of her nation, or of this nation. I know she's not Osage, but of this nation that is trying to come along behind her and beside her and say, we appreciate what you've done. And it's a lot. It's something that many of our family members have never even would have imagined doing. It's not a story you want to tell, and you for sure don't want to tell it on the big screen, and she carried that for us. I also just want to thank her. I know she's not Osage, but she embodied the gentleness and the humbleness that we all know of our people, and it's just admirable to watch her work and to tell the story for us. But I'm going to close by quoting herself in an article that she did an interview in the other day. She said, Native women are unstoppable. We're an unmanageable lot, and you're going to be hearing a lot from us moving forward, and you won't be disappointed. We're not disappointed. We are incredibly proud of you, and we thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler.
I just want to say thank you to those that participated in preparing this and who are going alongside with us to carry this forward. This was a story that we've known for, you know, decades or for generations, however you want to look at it from our perspective. But for me, even a couple of years ago in a meeting, I said I thought it was a story that needed to be told. I always felt that it was a story that needed to be told, not for the drama of it or the the anxiety of it, but hopefully for the healing of it. And so when I said to Lily, and I said to others that were part of this cast, to thank them for being a part of the project, because it was a story that hopefully, you know, just telling a story will bring acknowledgement to the fact that it happened, that it was true, these were real people. And that's what I'm hoping for our people. And I think that she did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against? If not, Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Woo. Now, Congresswoman Stabler always says that she's the crybaby, but I seem to do this a lot too. But this is quite emotional for me, and to hear the words coming from my fellow congresswomen and to the congressmen that also helped to sponsor this legislation. Thank you, and to all the men that have supported us. But, you know, as an Osage woman, when this project was first started, my biggest concern and concern of a lot of my, you know, female relatives and friends was how we were going to be portrayed on the big screen. Where would we be portrayed in a very poor light? Would it hurt us even further? So that was, you know, I'm sure some of you here and some of you listening also had those concerns. But that was my biggest worry, because I'm like, gosh, we've been through so much. You know, Native women, not just us, lots of other folks, but to be a Native woman in the modern day still, you know, there are things that we have to go through. And sometimes, you know, people think we're too loud. Sometimes we're too quiet. Sometimes we're too this, you know. So, and sometimes we're just too much of all of it. So this resolution is just an acknowledgement of the care, for me, the care that Lily Gladstone took in portraying us. It's amazing, besides the fact that it's a really good movie, right? And besides the fact that our story is being told and folks across the world are going to understand some of this trauma that we've been through and maybe why we are the way we are sometimes. But the care and love that she put into this role and the way that she portrayed us was good. It was good. I'm proud of what she did, and I'm proud to be an Osage woman and to be able to stand up here and say, Lily, we endorse your performance. You did a wonderful job. We're so thankful that you were able to give us this voice and to give us this time and to truly, truly take heart and understand Osage women. So thank you to my colleagues. I urge you to vote yes for this resolution.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCR 2410 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Absolutely.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox.
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. The last resolution that we have before us is ONCR 2411, a resolution to endorse the accomplishment of Scott George in composing the original song, Wajaji, A Song for My People, for the movie Killers of the Flower Moon, reflecting the pain endured and the healing of the Osage people. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you.
I'll close.
Thank you. I want to, before I start calling on members, I want to let everyone know that I'm going to open the floor to members, and Congresswoman Shaw will close, and the last word on this resolution will be Scott George, who's joining us through phone. So he will have the last thing to say. Does any member wish to speak for or against? Lemon, Rivard, and Maker. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Again, colleagues, anyone listening in. Mr. George, thank you for being here today. And I'm so happy we get to speak to you also. And with you.
Thank you.
I want to say another profound, just a profound gratitude for you willing to step up and accept this challenge in putting into song, pain, and healing. When we went to Hollywood, Mr. George, we stood there and the entire world listened. You know, we had all of our Wajaji people standing around us. The same thing happened to me when I heard the song and danced on it for the first time. When they shot the last scene for this movie, I was so emotional, and it was good because it was a release. It still is a release. I feel it right now, and it feels good. I may sound like I may be tearful, but it's good and it feels good. And it's my expression to you for saying, I want to just say, there's not a big word big enough really to say thank you for stepping through that door and being willing to accept this weight of speaking for all of us. And you did it, and you always do it in such a humble manner. I don't want to take too much time. So I do believe webinar is appropriate.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker, and thank you, Scott, for joining today. And I'm so happy that this resolution was drafted, because along with the resolution for Lily, this one meant something different in a different way. Because our Osage, our song is out there, and it's providing that spirit and that love out there throughout. And I think our world needs that right now, especially with the subject matter that we were talking about and the seriousness of it. It just put closure on it a little bit. And I think for Mr. Scorsese to choose to do that at the end of the movie the way he did, to try to capture it, I know he tried, from what I'm hearing, to put goodness into this movie for us. And in that last day, and the song to come through with our people to the voice, that not just Scott, but the other singers with him and the lady singers. But to hear that, it's almost, you can't put words because of the beauty in it. And that it made me so proud of Scott, because I know the history of Scott as a singer back in the day with Morris, with Mr. Lookout, and all those singers that would go and be with him. I remember that, and even before that. But I've been blessed to grow up with Scott and the Big Horses and all these singers, and my own nephew, Russell. I have respect for that drum, and so much it's hard to put into words, but I just want to say, as an Osage, thank you, Scott, for taking it serious and putting the love you did in that song, because I know you meant it. I know you well enough, and all of our Osage singers, that they take that serious, and there's no words for it. But thank you, Congresswoman Shaw, for drafting that resolution. So thank you.
Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Scott, listening in today. I'm going to start out by saying I have known Scott George since he was a young boy in Hominy. His mother and my mother were really great friends. They had a group of ladies in Hominy who all gathered on the weekends, and which was quite a few. So I was able to see Scott grow up through high school. He was good friends with my brother, Larry. So I've known Scott for a long time. And to see him achieve such a great honor for himself, as well as the entire Osage Nation, in such a huge honor to distinguish himself and the singers, and also involved all the people who are involved in the composing of this song. And as we all know, that's one of our main ways to express ourselves as Native American people and Osage people, is through our language and those songs. And when these men compose a song for this film, it's just something it's such a great, huge thing that it's you can't hardly think of a word to even describe it. As we all know, we've heard these ladies talk, and it is a great thing. It's very emotional. But I just want to say there's a lot of people who cannot be here to see Scott achieve this great honor. Those who have passed on and have seen him and knew him as a young boy and growing up into a man to express himself, not only for the Osage Nation, but for all Native Americans who are going to see this film and hear that song. So I just want to say thank you, Scott, and we're all very proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw, you have the podium.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you to my colleagues for those beautiful words. Mr. George, Scott George, thank you for being here with us today. As I was preparing this resolution, I had a conversation with Scott George. We all know him. We know how humble he is, and it was a special conversation for me just to hear him, in his own words, talk about this song and how important it was, and how he's so humble that he doesn't take the credit all for himself, and that's a good way to be. That's how we are sometimes, right? So I appreciated that so much. So, Mr. George, another thing that I did is I asked several singers to describe you in one word. It was usually one word, or more than one word, but I just wanted to go over a few of them. Humble leader, teacher, very experienced singer, has devoted his life to the drum and our culture, very well known and respected all across Indian Country. I couldn't say any better, and we're so proud of what you have done for us as a nation and for all Indian people. And there's really nothing more that I can say that my colleagues haven't said and what the singers have said, but I just wanted to make sure that you knew that we were so appreciative, so proud. It's almost surreal when we think about what you've done and what all your brothers and sisters singers have done, and it's just a beautiful song. Colleagues, thank you for voting yes for this resolution.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Mr. George, can you hear us?
Yes, I sure can.
All right, you have the floor, sir. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I want to express my appreciation to Pam and Congress for acknowledging me in this manner. There's a lot of things going on that we're going to be a part of and became a part of just by participating in this movie and then creating this song. And they're kind of overwhelming. And but in light of everything, and this means more to me than any of it does. My people are the only thing I care about. Whether it's singing or being around my people and hearing our laughter and our language just to see our faces light up every June, you know, through all the hard work that happens and everything else, it's a joy to me to be there. And whether I'm sitting at the drum or whether I'm sitting in my pickup listening to music and watching everybody move back and forth. So when this song came about, or the opportunity for this song came about, you probably already know this, but most Native composers, they go to God for that. You pray first, you ask him, you know, for help. And we wanted a little bit more out of this than just a song for a movie. We wanted something that we could use later. We could carry it on later and honor our people whenever they need that. And I hope that how we'll be able to use it. So, you know, when Van and I both created a song, a piece, and then they just happened to choose mine, they could have chosen Van's. It was a good song just as well. And, but, you know, they chose one. Now it's got all this exposure, and it's like I said, it's overwhelming. And it wasn't our intention to be in this position like this. So all the recognition that the outside world, the white man's world has given this song and the movie is good in the sense that it's hopefully it'll educate people. I can't tell you how many people I've been around that try to listen to our music and they can't hear it. All they can hear is what's been echoed in cartoons and football fields and stuff like that. So it's an opportunity for them to really hear it. And, you know, now that you have music on YouTube, there's singers all over the place, all over Indian country. And to be part of that or to be recognized as maybe in some sense an ambassador for that is truly an honor for me, because I know the men that went before me, Morris and Harry Buffalo Head, Henry Collins, all those men that sat out there before me, and I learned from them. I tried to learn from them as much as I could. And from other tribes, the Cozad family and different ones, you know. So all of that went into this song, went into the love of making this song. And I hope that this will help us heal, because I know this movie opened a lot of wounds, and I want us to be able to move forward with good, strong hearts and be proud of who we are. And that, like the song says, let's stand up and be proud of the fact that God got us here. And I just want to thank each and every one of you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2411 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rebard?
Just stay with each member. Stay with each member with one point. Yep.
Okay, this one's working. Who's up?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We're having microphone issues. For the listening audience, we apologize, but all of our batteries are running low. Thank you, Mr. George. We appreciate you being on the call with us.
Well, thank you all.
All right, we are going to go back up to the beginning of third reading. We are now on ONCA 2395, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC 2-103 to raise the minimum wage for Osage Nation employees to $15.75. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. Punxsutawney Phil this morning told Congressman Tillman that he can get the boat out just a little bit early. I personally was hoping for a little bit different prediction from a different Phil from the 1993 classic Groundhog Day by the same name. The day that I wish that we could wake up and repeat is the day that many members of Congress expressed support for this bill. And I think that we're at a different conclusion today, which is why I wanted to go back and state what we all heard on September 20th of 2023. It was one of the first times that, or actually second or third time, that we had for initially discussed minimum wage. And my desire at the time was to increase the minimum wage with the cost of living adjustment that we just passed. We had a Appropriations Committee meeting that day, and 8 minutes and 40 seconds into that meeting, we heard that from Congresswoman Rivard, I agree, I'd like to vote on these, and myself, I'll be voting for both of these. We heard yesterday in a committee meeting that that wasn't going to be the case. 10 minutes and 13 seconds into that meeting, we said, let's look at these, let's do this in a smart manner. I don't know that everybody agrees with the 5%, talking about the COLA at that time. They may want more, they may want less, but I don't mind having this discussion during a special session with regard to these two bills, being the COLA and the minimum wage. We heard the other day in the committee meeting that somehow this came out of left field, that it shouldn't be considered in a special session. That was the reason I can refer to these as a companion bill, that the COLA and the minimum wage should go together. And in fact, 11 minutes and 54 seconds into that meeting, I was addressed and said, Congressman Potts, we're talking about your bill now. Although we're not on your bill, but we do have some comments. Would you like to participate in those discussions with us and mind just holding your bill in with mine in this committee? I was absolutely under the belief that these were companion bills and planned to go through together. We went on in that meeting, and another member of Congress said, you know, I haven't heard one person say that they're not for this. Speaker Goodfox, 20 minutes and 5 seconds of the meeting, said, I'm supportive of this, in reference to ONSA 2395. I hope that's still the case today. Because the quote then went on to say, I want to pass this and the COLA at the same time. And I think that the time we have between now and the special session, which is what we were talking about at the time, we can get the real numbers and see what the actual cost is going to be. We have those. 20 minutes and 29 seconds into the meeting, I do support this bill. Congresswoman Redcorn at 22 minutes and 23 seconds. I'm supportive of both of these bills. So I was a little taken back when I heard that support had waned since September of last year. We do know the real numbers. There's 23 employees that currently make between $15 and $15.75 an hour. The cost of living adjustment that we just passed moved those employees above $15.75 an hour. Assuming the cost of living adjustment is signed, which I hope that it will be, and if it's not, I certainly hope that this body will entertain an override of that veto. There will be no employees making less than $15.75 an hour. This body holds right now, by passage of the COLA, that an employee making less than $15.75 an hour needs that additional COLA to keep up with inflation, to keep up with the cost of living. I support that. Why would we then hold that an employee tomorrow could be brought in at less than that amount and not have the same exact needs, the same exact stressors on their family, the same exact inflation struggles? Even if it wasn't the case that the COLA already moved these employees past $15.75, the total cost would be $56,000. And that's assuming every employee was making the bare minimum wage right now of $15 an hour, which I don't believe they are. I urge my colleagues to vote in favor of this and send it to the chief for signature as a companion bill with our COLA. Let's stand with the employees and hope to move this up. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2395 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Second Speaker Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stapler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Keen?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It fails. We are now on ONCA 2419, an act to amend ONCA 2333, an appropriation for the Wajaji National Cemetery to change the recipient of the appropriation from the executive branch to the capital asset fund. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2419 pass?
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stapler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keen?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2420, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $102,685 and to establish an alternate effective date. This sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2420 pass?
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stapler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keen?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2421 is an act to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $55,633 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none. The question is, shall ONCA 2421 pass?
Second Speaker Shaw.
Second Speaker, just push your button. I had to mute everybody because if there's too many at once, it won't record.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Stapler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keen?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2422 is an act to amend ONCA 2387, an appropriation for restricted land maintenance to modify the appropriations by reducing it in the amount of $806,500 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. I just wanted for clarity that we weren't reducing the original amount of the appropriation. We're just moving the assets to the appropriate fund. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2422 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are going to go back to ONCA 2419. On our agenda, it does not have an alternate effective date. I verified that it sounded like there should be one. I tried to verify. I was told no, and now I'm being told yes that, it doesn't matter. There's an alternate effective date. We'll work on what happened in the glitch later on. So, all of those in favor of the alternate effective date for ONCA 2419, an act to amend ONCA 2333, an appropriation for the Wajaji National Cemetery to change the recipient of the appropriation from the executive branch to the capital asset fund, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Yes.
It passes and will be advanced to enrollment with an alternate effective date this time. Thank you. We are now on ONCA 2423, an act to amend ONCA 23-106 to provide a supplemental appropriation to Tribal Works in the amount of $560,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 24-23 pass?
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It has an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2424, an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide supplemental appropriations and appropriation modifications to the executive branch in the amount of $2,001,369 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2424 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts? Congresswoman Redcorn? Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2425, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,013,286 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2425 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2426, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $346,109 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2426 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes, there is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, yes. Say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2427, an act to amend ONCA 2384 to provide authorization modifications to the executive branch for indirect cost in the amount of $670,504 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2427 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. It has an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. All right, we've got one more, y'all. ONCA 2428, an act to amend ONCA 23-102 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the judicial branch in the amount of $23,510 for the cost of living adjustment and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive on time.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2428 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. It has an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. We are now to adjournment. Congressman Hamilton?
Motion to adjourn till Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn until Wednesday at 10 a.m. All of those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say yes. No. It passes. We're adjourned till Wednesday at 10 a.m. Thank you.